people to God. Can you quickly turn to 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Extensively, before I go into what God has for us this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. I'm going to read all the way to verse 9. But it reads, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible." You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Healing Springs is 4 years old. I said Healing Springs is 4 years old. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 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 Healing Springs is for today. Oh. Amen. Father, I give you praise. Because every time you sent somebody in the last 4 years, pastor has been here and faithful to deliver your word to that person you sent. Some people don't understand. But because they cannot pay for the rent, they say, okay, let us just postpone next Sunday. But that did not happen at Healing Springs. Every Sunday, God was here present, presented in pastor. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
We may not be where we want to, but by rejoicing, it says, you receive the end of your faith. And that is the whole of Hampshire. They will know that Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Effective witnesses to the Lordship of Jesus. They will know. They will know. They will know. They will look at you and say, ah, those people have been with him. The one that they thought you were joking about. They'll find that you have been with him. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I give you praise. Pastor may not share it. The times when packing it in was easier to continue, but we're still here. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. For 4 years of your faithfulness. And I can hear my spirit right now. We haven't seen anything yet. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. All the glory. For every life touched. We give you praise. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. We see your glory. We see your glory covering Hampshire as the waters cover the sea. We see our name is beginning. We are your voice, your voice, your voice, your voice of healing and health. Lord, we give you praise. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. 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 In my mind, I saw myself dancing the way my son dances. We need to get to the bodies, professionals. When my son starts to dance, you know, I'm dancing. In my mind, I thought, yes, so when I say healing is for, I'm going to start dancing. But Father, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Amen.
Amen.
See, the good thing about God is if we close now, everybody has a blessing. Somebody has a seat. But I'm not to. Yes, we'll make it quick and we'll make it short. There are three things I want to touch on, and then we'll just round up. It's a shame how that, well, it's not a shame, but this is the way he operates. Yeah, he either comes to you first and say, whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is you might be going through, that it is God that is using it to teach you something. No, they tell you now. The reason why you are broke is that when the millions come, you can understand. Yeah, you can manage it. A life from the pit of hell. Amen. Oh, I see. That's it. God is going to be glorified to that. So that's another big, fat lie from the devil. Because you see, if you accept that, you will be able to resist the devil where that sickness and where that poverty is coming from. Amen. Because as far as God is concerned, you are healed and you are made whole. Amen. You have been healed and you have been made whole. So by accepting that theology, it seems like, and then most times it is propagated through Romans chapter 8. You know, they say all things work together for good. That sickness, God, no. Because the moment you accept that for God, you are not resisting the enemy himself. Because it's the devil that is putting that on you. As far as God is concerned, you're already blessed. You are already blessed. You already have everything you need to live a comfortable life, to be rich. You have everything. Amen. So he says, oh, God is teaching you how to manage millions. You need to now know who to resist. It's the devil. He's a liar. He doesn't want you to live. But the moment he knows that, he says, I found it. That's it. That's it. And then the second thing he likes to use is, you say, God is very hard to receive from. You know, some people pray. Like, we bring the, what's it, Daniel had to pray. Yeah? But therefore, is it 21 days? 21 days, the angels have to. That's another big because the easiest one you can receive from is God. He gave his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son for you. So what God would not give you? And that makes it feel so difficult that you have to go through a lot of things. But think about it. Think about it. If anybody could access your bank account, just go to the just go to the bank and just cry. I own this account, just give me $1,000 from there. If anybody could access, or let's not that way. Let's not be that way. If the money is your own, but then to get the money you have to go and cry. And you have to go and shout. You have to go and bawl and go, oh, we're going to give you £1,000. That is my money. Would they give it to you? No, so they're even guarding that money from you because they have proper procedures. There's a way to take money from a man. You don't follow that way, you won't get it. And it's the same way with God. He has made it that way, not to make it hard for you to succeed, but so that it can be guaranteed. That every time you come to him and you do this, that, and you stand on his word, you get it. But the devil makes it look so hard. And then the last one saying, God's word works so. See, Pastor, God's word works for Pastor, but it doesn't work for you. You know who you are. We know you now. We know what you did last week. Another lie he likes to propagate. But you have to understand that everything you need, everything you want, everything you desire from God is there for you. But we now need to, because it's only a revelation of his word that makes that sheds the light on this to realize that okay, even though God has made provisions for everything, there's an outlaw on the loose out there. And his desire is made plan. Okay, well Jesus told us to steal the kill this. What's he stealing? What does he try to steal? What does he have to steal from you to successfully gain entrance? Thank you. God bless you. The moment he steals the word, that's it. Because that's the only thing he has no answer to. Colossians 2:15. Having disarmed all principalities and powers, he made an open spectacle, triumphing over them. So the devil is nothing against you. He just doesn't want you to spend time in the world. Because the moment he can steal the world away from you, you are open target, he can do whatever he likes. But with the presence, the word there, stand on the word, there is nothing he can do against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, glory be to God. God has taken this the way he wants it. The way he wants it. Don't let him do it. Amen. I will leave with this one thing, because I've looked at Christianity. I prefer to ask myself an expert, but from the little that I have seen, your walk in God revolves around two things: the decisions you make and the expectation you have based on the decisions you make. Right? God is on, he made his own decision. I want my man back. And sent his own son. He made a decision of quality.
Hallelujah.
God to the point says, like, if this cup shall, if it's possible, it does. He saw what he was about to do for you and for me. But their minds were made. A decision was made. This is how we get my back and will follow through. He made the decision. And I realize that's the sum total of your walk in God. Now I know everyone seated here wants to have such a sit down with you. Because what would you like your walk with God to look like? Everybody would. Nobody would just say, you know, okay, let me just give it a moment. Medium life, medium salaries, medium car. No. Everybody, big, glorious, good. That's what everybody here would say. But the question is the decisions you are making the same quality of the quality of life you really desire until there's a match? You are just wasting your time. Unfortunately, you are wasting your time as well. Because the greatest dream in your heart God has made provision for it already. So right now, as I am speaking, you can be living at the center of that thing you see in your heart. And the thing that will start the process is a decision of quality. Now, see, and let's go back to this. If the devil was that powerful, that means the day he allowed you to get born again was the day he lost completely. If he was that powerful, he would not let you get born again. But he couldn't stop you. Think back. The day you said, okay, now, yes, this is it, and I'm receiving it, could he stop you? He couldn't. The day he made up your mind, I am receiving Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There was nothing he could do. But it's what he did. After he had done many, because for those of you who were through a crusade or through a church service, or somebody came to talk to you one-on-one, or maybe one of those of you were like, this Jesus, so he asked me, I give him like, the moment it happened, we don't care, you're not a body, you check. Check, we know what to do yesterday. He said, he's playing catch up. he would always play catch up. So whatever it might be that is hindering you to make that decision. That decision of quality. Whatever it might be, it can't stop you. It can't stop you. The Bible says your mind is yours, so you make it up. There's nothing the devil can do to stop you from making a decision. And there's nothing he can do once that decision is made. Nothing he can do. Amen. Because as long as your decision is made for God's word, that's it. That's your victory. That is your victory. Because he knows that the entrance of God's word is the terminates all of his operation. Amen. And the last thing is your expectation. What do you expect? What is your hope? What is that? Father, thank you, help me. What is your expectation based on God's word? I know we can talk about God from now till maybe even let's talk about him. But what do you expect from God? What? Now, how many of you here, I'll round up with this. How many of you here pray for the sun to rise in the morning? Part of the prayer point is if I go to the Father, we thank you. If I go to bed, I pray for the sun to rise. How many of you pray? That's part of the prayer point. Father, God, the sun tomorrow. It has to rise. How many of you do that? Nobody does that. It was his word that put that song in motion. And you can get to a place in your walk with God that based on what you found in his word, you've settled it in your heart. You don't even pray anymore, you just expect. Just expect. The same way you don't pray for the sun to rise. You have to come to the right. But there's something you don't pray for again. He said, you are blessed. Why do you pray, oh God, bless me? Can you read? He said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord who has blessed us. So you go to your business and make that a settled reality. So all you have to do now is expect. Sleep in constant expectation. And because that expectation is in God's word, you can expect your expectation to come through. English can permit me to put that through more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. It's a decision. A decision of quality. The same way you sent yourself. You say, now give my life. I'm living for the word. And then when you find his word that concerns issues in your life, that's what meditate on it. Meditate on it. Go back. Meditate on it. Make it what you talk about. Involve it in your conversation. Say it. Keep saying it. Say it. Say it. Say it. as you are saying faith is coming, because the Bible says now faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you are saying faith is coming, as you are saying faith is coming, the faith is coming to you out first of all. The faith that comes from the word you hear has to sort you out first. And once you are sorted, you say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It gets to the point when the time will come when you confess that word. And instead of the faith coming to work on you, it goes to work on a situation. It goes to work on a situation. And as God said, maybe let us do that. Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah, I believe it's 55. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. And yes, Isaiah 55 and verse 11. Let us go straight there. I should start from verse 8, but let's go straight to verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. When does God want to return to him? When does he return to him? Thank you. When you confess it. When you confess it. So when you are confessing God's word, it's good. You're sending back to him. It's not coming back to him void. Amen. It's not going back to him void. But it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Amen. So you keep confessing. You keep confessing. You keep saying. Keep saying. Until it becomes a part of you. And then never again you need to prove us some things. Just the plant, he says, if you feel the symptom, he doesn't say, no, Jesus, come, turn it back. That's all he does for symptom. Because he knows that by the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. And made whole. Get the point? That's what you have to do. Still, go through, maybe there's a bottleneck financial. Then you can pray. Because you spend time with several Corinthians where it says, losing of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have these being rich for your sake, became poor. So that you, through his poverty, might become rich. He said, don't deal. You are rich already. In the eye of grace. In the eye of grace, you are rich. Back and counsel yourself. That's what I have to do. Something that needs to go through. Oh, Father God, God, this one that is coming for me. Waste your time. You've made a decision of quality. I am going to live out what his word says concerning me. And the expectation I keep alive in me is based on his word. Hallelujah. Have you learned something this morning? Stand to your feet and give God praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you, Lord. You decided, you made a choice to send us your only Son. And in honor to you, we make a decision for your word. We make a decision to stand on your word. We make a decision of quality to lean on your word, to inform our expectation. We expect based on your word. We expect based on your word. Our expectation is based on your word. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to, because Pastor said a lot. I've assumed a lot now. Is there anybody here who is here to give a life to Christ? So if you are here, everything I've said doesn't mean anything to you because you haven't made that initial contact. That giving your heart. Jesus is still not yet your Lord and your Savior. Is there anybody like that? And not in your heart, but you like to do that today. You like Hebrews 4th anniversary to be a turning point in your life as well. Just a little way. So my assumption.
Amen. As I slept this morning, I woke up. That was exactly what God put into my heart to make an altar call this morning. Amen. Let's just sit down. Sit down. Heads bowed. Close your eyes. There is someone here. Because now, I've said out of the mouth of two witnesses, every word will be confirmed. There's someone here that God wants to touch your life today. You might have been in church many times, but you've never come to that point whereby you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You've not made a quality decision. You know, you may have been around church, but you've not made that decision. Another category of someone here today is someone who needs to rededicate their life to the Lord. I want you to give your, all you have to do is take that step of faith and put your hands up, because God sees your hand. Amen.
Amen.
You want to receive Jesus today as your Lord. You want to make a quality decision, which is a personal decision, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. God is here. Jesus is here. He's looking at your heart. He wants to make that personal connection with you. Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Say yes to Jesus today. Lift up those hands to him and say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning, just lift up your hands to him. If you want to make that decision that Jesus be my Lord and my Savior, just lift up your hands and say yes to Jesus. We're going to give you some time and we're going to sing and enjoy God as we do that. That song says, "You're a good, good Father. It's who you are." Amen. You see, sitting down with your eyes closed, but let's worship God. Put up your hands. Hallelujah. I see that hand. Hallelujah. I see that hand. Hallelujah. Two hands lifted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning. And you want to follow Jesus and be his disciple and live for him. You want eternal life in your spirit. Put up your hands. Just wake up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I just have you rise up? Hallelujah. Rise up for Jesus. Just stand up as you put your stand up. Hallelujah. Stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's just continue singing that song. You're a good father.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are.
Congratulations.
It's who you are.
Congratulations. If you pray, just repeat after me.
You are.
Thank you. all my sins. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart today to be my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart. Live in me. I am yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Today, best day of my life. Jesus. Hallelujah. Today is a good day. You are good. Jesus makes his own in your heart. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Just take one more call there. Amen. One more call there. You are here today. It doesn't matter how many churches you've been to. It doesn't matter how much you know the Bible, whatever. You know in your heart that your heart has drifted, or you have been unfaithful to God. And today you want to say, Jesus.